As we look at this service this morning, we just see that we stand in a great tradition in the life of the church. We are heirs to the kingdom of God. The question in the bulletin, are you his heirs, has already been answered for us by St. Paul in the preceding verse that we have here in Scriptures. For in the third chapter, the 29th verse, he says, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. When we deal with this whole issue of being heirs, Paul introduces the idea of how you can be an heir to all of the blessings that God promises, and yet you don't quite have it. I mean, being an heir means there's a promise. There's something out there in the future. You are going to get something. You're going to receive something. Now, it also requires something not so pleasant. It means that someone has to die for you to become an heir, for you to receive your inheritance. Someone has to die. And we know in our faith that special one to die was Christ Jesus. But we also have another problem that Paul's talking about here. And that problem is that if someone dies and leaves you an estate, an inheritance, and you're not of age, then you're put under guardianship. There's a trustee appointed to watch over and to administer your inheritance according to the rules and regulations. And Paul is trying to tell us as Christians that's true about us if we're spiritually immature. If we haven't grown as we should have grown through the power of the Holy Spirit to become mature Christians, we're like children who have a physical inheritance because someone has died, someone has passed away, but we're not really enjoying the fullness of that inheritance because we haven't come of age spiritually enough to enjoy it. And sadly, churches around the world are filled with spiritual children who are not enjoying the fullness of their inheritance because we haven't come of age yet. It's entrusted to others, those in the life of the church who have come of age, who are our spiritual mothers and fathers, those who have grown in the faith, those we look up to and revere because of their closeness to God. In some sense, they become our trustees, holding on to the promise, reminding us of our inheritance, encouraging us to grow spiritually enough to embrace all that God has given us in Christ Jesus. You know, one of the sad things that I have seen through my adult life is when someone dies and leaves an inheritance, you can see families at their ugliest, right? All of you know situations like that, do you not? You know, I've seen it in my extended family. I've never been fortunate enough to inherit anything materially, though I have a great inheritance of values in my family. I've not been in one of those positions for an inheritance to be passed along. But it seems to bring out the ugliest side of people, because you see, in an inheritance, all we really want's the good stuff. And when there's an inheritance, at least somebody in the family finds out there's a lot of bad, cruddy stuff you got to handle too. But everybody's squabbling and fighting over the good stuff. And who gets priority? And who gets this? And who gets that? But an inheritance means you get the whole ball of wax. You get the whole thing. C.S. Lewis, the great Christian writer and theologian. They've made a movie of his Chronicles of Narnia. I took my granddaughters to see that and my daughter the other day. Wrote in his little book, Mere Christianity, about growing up as a boy, and one of the toughest pains he had to deal with was a toothache. And he knew that his mother had this special mixture that would help his toothache, but he waited until the pain got so bad before he went to his mother for this relief. Not that the relief didn't work, but he knew that if he got the medicine today or tonight, tomorrow he was going to be in a dentist chair. That getting the home remedy meant you got the whole treatment. You also had to go to the dentist, and he said, dentist, once they get in there, they want to poke around with everything. And they're going to find something else. So it was kind of a mixed blessing. The pain had to get really strong before he accepted the whole thing, because it all comes together, the good and the bad. The relief and the poking by the dentist and finding more problems in your teeth and in your mouth. That's the way it is with inheritance. It comes with both good and bad or difficult. Now, having been in a position where I've never inherited any property from a family, you know, I'm particularly thrilled and I think somewhat envious of the great heritage that my wife has. The Stewarts have been on their land, on that farm in Robeson County, for almost 180 years now. Jane is the living heir to the family. Her mother's still alive. Her father passed away almost 5 years ago. And Jane doesn't seem as thrilled about that inheritance as I do. Now, I know it comes with the good and the bad. But Jane realizes it comes with an awful lot of responsibility, so she just soon wait, just as long as possible. I don't even think it would bother her if her mother outlived her, because the responsibilities that come with an inheritance can be tremendous, because you get the whole thing. You get the good stuff and the not-so-good stuff. You get the pleasant things and the not-so-pleasant things. You get the joyful things and the things of responsibility that can almost drive you crazy. So she has a bit more reluctance about looking to that inheritance than I do. See, I just see this beautiful heritage and history that I really don't know about in my own family of origin. But she sees it from a different perspective. Paul wants us to look at our heritage in Christ Jesus in a special way. He wants to invite us to accept the full inheritance, the completion of the promises of God in Christ Jesus as mature Christians, which means growing up spiritually and handling the good with the bad. And he talks about it using that phrase that Paul often uses, and I like the way Julie paused when she read it, when she said, Abba, Father. Which we would probably translate more accurately, Daddy, Father. You know, when somebody asks, is that your father? Yes, that's my father. Well, what do you call him? I call him Daddy, Dad. See, the intimacy, the closeness. In Romans, the 8th chapter, Paul tells us, when we cry, Abba, Father, it is God's Spirit witnessing to our spirit that we are children of God. And if children of God, heirs, fellow heirs with Christ. That's how close we are to Daddy God. And then in the RSV, which I like the translation best, comes a word, which is often in wills of inheritance. Provided that you suffer with him in order that you be glorified with him. See, we're going to get the promise. We're going to get the glory. We're going to be there in the glory of the presence of Almighty God. But to receive the inheritance, we've got to be mature enough to accept the good with the bad. We've got to be willing to accept the suffering that goes along with the glory. How many of us are mature enough in our spiritual life to be willing to say yes to both the suffering and the glory? See, Jesus bought it all, the suffering and the glory. And when we grow into the full image of Christ Jesus and receive all of the wonderful inheritance that God has in store for us, it's not going to be painless. There's going to be suffering. But the glory is going to far outshine the suffering. Are we mature spiritual heirs of Almighty God through Christ Jesus? Are we willing to accept it all? Or are we like naive little children, just wanting the good stuff, wanting our way rather than God's way? This service dates back for John Wesley to the early 1700s, to the Moravian Church, that he took and made a part of our Methodist heritage. That moving into to mature spiritual living means seriously renewing our covenant to live the way God wants us to, instead of just meeting our selfish spiritual and religious needs the way we want it. Not picking and choosing from the inheritance, but saying, yes, God, I'll accept it all in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what this covenant is all about. That's what this sacrifice represents as we come to his table. Are you ready to be mature spiritual heirs of the kingdom?